Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hey there, it's Dr. Dave, and welcome to episode 102 of the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is, of course, the show where we help you, actually, I help you, live stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and a lot more. A lot going on today. Got a lot of stuff to just jam-pack into today's episode. By the way, I am, as you can tell, if you're watching the video episode of this, I am filming this outside as I did last time. And when I listened to the replay, I heard all this weird noise, this audio, and I figured my sound guy messed something up. It's just something sounds really weird. But then I took a step back and realized it's the outside noise. We've got some wind, we've got some, I don't know if they're crickets or bugs or birds. There's all kind of high-pitched, low-pitched type stuff going on. In fact, what I'll do, I'll stop for a second and just kind of listen to the outdoors in the beautiful mid-Atlantic area of northern Baltimore County in Maryland. So just take a listen for a couple seconds. Yep, this is what we have going on. It's just beautiful. So I wanted to take advantage of my outdoor studio because before too long, it's going to be cold. I'm going to be forced to do this indoors again, and that's totally fine. But let's go ahead and get started. I'm really excited. I'm leaving in a couple hours to drive down to Charlottesville, Virginia, where I'm going to be speaking tomorrow afternoon at the Charlottesville Vegetarian Festival. It's really exciting for me. I think I'm going to have a packed room. I hope I'm going to have a packed room because I've got a great message to deliver. The name of my talk is How Anyone Can Thrive on a Plant-Based Diet. I'm thinking about scoping from there, doing a Periscope broadcast from having a live feed at the Periscope. I'm thinking about it. So my talk is at 2 p.m. Again, I think by the time you see this, though, it will have already taken place, so probably not doing any good. But be sure to follow me on Periscope. It's a great app. I'm using it a lot on iPhone and on Android, and it's a way that you can be connected to me even more. And in between these podcast episodes, we can do some really cool stuff on video. It's interactive. You can ask questions. It's very, very cool. And I honestly believe it's where we're headed. It is totally the future of podcasting, of broadcasting, of social media kind of coming all together with video. It's really, really cool. So it's called Periscope, and make sure you get on there. It's free. Make sure you follow me. I am David Matto, obviously, on Periscope. Very easy to find me, at David Matto. It's interesting also, and by the way, just in case you're new, if you are new, I appreciate you being with me. You can find me on Facebook as well, and everything is David Matto. If you do a search on Facebook for David Matto, or go to facebook.com/David Matto. Remember, Matto is always with one D, M-A-D-O-W. Twitter, I'm on Twitter. Our website is actually davidmatto.com. So once you know my name, David Matto, it's very, very easy to find me almost anywhere. I'm everywhere that you're not. I think that was a song a long time ago, maybe in the 80s, I'm not sure. Anyway, I wanted to talk a little bit today about how far we've come over, I want to say even over the past year to year and a half, because I'm going to bet you right now that 1 year ago, there just was not as much talk, as not as much buzz out there about plant-based, about, you probably didn't hear the word vegan. I mean, of course, the word vegan's been around for a long time, it's not new, but I'm really thinking in the past year, it's just getting a lot more attention. I've noticed in mainstream restaurants, it's becoming easier to find vegan options on the menu. More people are talking about it. More people are kind of trying to immerse themselves in this culture. It is just incredible, and I'm so glad you're with me. It doesn't go without a lot of hard work. We've got to spread the word. I will tell you a few funny things. When I first started this, now remember, when I started my podcast 2 years ago, I was still eating some meat. Not a lot, but I was still eating some meat. And I even talked about that on my show, and it was definitely a dilemma because as much as I loved animals and I didn't think it's right to kill animals, I felt that we needed some meat in our diet. Well, how wrong that turned out to be. I mean, God, it's been about a year and a half now that I've been 100% vegan. And when I kind of first started this journey about a year and a half ago and started talking about it through my podcast and also on Facebook, I definitely got a decent amount of backlash. People were, there were a lot of people that were very argumentative. They didn't want to hear this. I had one person in particular, actually she is a kind of like a distant family member. She actually sent me a private message pretty much saying, you need to stop this, Dave. Nobody's going to listen to this message on social media. What you're doing is ridiculous. I don't agree with it. Nobody else is agreeing with it. And stop it because you're not going to make any kind of difference. Wow. That was pretty heavy, especially coming from, even though it's distant, coming from a family member. That was just incredible. Now, for about a half a second, I thought, okay, maybe I should stop this. But it was a quick half a second. There's no way. I mean, I am determined to move forward and to spread the word, because when I can help other people with not only their health, but protecting and saving animals from suffering and from all kinds of horrific things they go through, and also help a little bit saving the planet. I'm doing my share to help the environment, help save the planet. Maybe if we can slow down deforestation and people cutting down rainforest. If we could just do something, get the word out there. I feel that I'm contributing, I'm helping. And this person wanted me, thought I was totally, totally off base. I don't think I am. And the reason I don't think I am is because since I started this, I have gotten countless messages in my inbox. I've made new friends, people agreeing with what I'm saying on Facebook. Now, that doesn't come at a little bit of a cost, because I've also had, as I probably told you in the past, I've had a good handful, a decent number of people that have sent me hate messages, hate mail, hate private messages on Facebook, try to like troll and spam my Facebook and do bad things to that. And for some reason, I'm not really sure why. If I'm trying to spread a message of health, of loving animals, things like that, I don't see why it would like upset somebody. I'm not telling somebody that they have to do this. I've never come out and say you have to be vegan. I've never done that. Never. Would I say that I believe it's a better lifestyle? Do I believe it's healthier? Do I believe it's better for the planet? Absolutely. But for some reason, and I don't understand it exactly, there are some people that are meat eaters. And look, I used to be one, so I can talk about meat eaters. It's like when you're a certain religion, you can knock that same religion, because I'm kidding about that. But I used to consume animal products. So I've been on both sides, and I can tell you with 100% certainty the side where you're not consuming animal products or using animals for entertainment or for clothing or anything is so much better for so many reasons. So getting back to the question, why does it upset so many people when I'm just out there saying, hey, look, consider this because it's going to help your health. If you're taking any medications, if you're obese, if you've got high blood pressure, diabetes, if you're prone to having heart disease or even cancer, there's a pretty good chance. Nothing's 100%. Of course, nothing's 100%. But there's a pretty good chance going plant-based could help these things and help prevent things in the future. I'd say there's a very good chance, actually. So how can anybody be upset with that message? Well, for some reason they are. And I think it comes down to something that I've actually learned a little bit about. I'm certainly no expert on this at all, but it comes down to something that psychologists call cognitive dissonance. And so what is cognitive dissonance? Cognitive dissonance is, I'm going to try to get this right. If it's not exactly right, bear with me, but I'm pretty sure it's accurate. Cognitive dissonance is if you're used to or pretty much living your life doing some type of behavior, but there's something that comes out and you see that maybe people are saying that maybe that's not the best way to do it. And I'll use this as an example. Like, you've been eating animal products your whole life. You know, steak is normal, a hamburger is normal, but then you're starting to see this little buzz about, hey, when you eat these products, it could certainly make you more prone to having certain diseases, and it can certainly do this to your body or that to your body. And not only that, it's causing animals to suffer. If, as Paul McCartney said, if slaughterhouses had transparent walls or clear glass, everybody would be, he says, vegetarian. Everybody would be vegetarian. So it's like people don't want to know this. But as we're starting to find out some of the truth here, that's where cognitive dissonance kind of comes into play, because on the one hand, you're used to doing something, you think that's right, you don't want to really stop that. But on the other hand, kind of there's this undercurrent of people saying, hey, this is not right. This is not only killing you, it's killing animals, it's harming the earth. And what happens is, psychologically, you become very confused, and there's always this like kind of undercurrent going on in your body. Like you kind of lash out against people that are making these claims, and you say, that's ridiculous, meat is good. But on the other hand, you, on a subconscious level, you know that maybe something is wrong. And that's called cognitive dissonance. It's kind of like your body, your brain is being interrupted, it's being challenged, and you don't want to hear it, so you're kind of trying to shut it down, but it really can't shut down. It can become a problem. So I'm going to suggest, if you are one of the ones, and I've always said this, I totally respect everybody, if you are eating meat or consuming animal products, I'm not going against you. Let's be on the same team here. I have nothing against you. I don't want to lash out and make fun of you, because I used to do that, but I found there's a better way. So if you're consuming animal products, eating them, wearing them, you may be possibly undergoing some cognitive dissonance. And maybe you try your best to shut it down and you try to ignore it, but there's some kind of undercurrent, because as you start to see more and more people going vegan. Look, several months ago, very few people heard of the movie Cowspiracy. It was kind of under the radar. You could only really watch it if it was like maybe in a specially selected theater that somebody actually brought it into your town, or from the website you had to pay for it. Now it's going more mainstream because Netflix just recently picked it up. So everybody's going to know about Cowspiracy, and I've been recommending it to my friends and to my followers to if you haven't seen it, to watch the movie Cowspiracy. It's easier now than ever because it's on Netflix. It's going to open your eyes to a lot of things that maybe you've been turning your head to, you don't want to hear about, you've been ignoring. But this stuff is becoming more and more mainstream. More and more people are talking about it. As you go to restaurants, you're going to hear more people saying, do you have any vegan options? This is becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. I'm telling you something, it's not going away. It's not going to be lessening. It's going to be bigger and bigger and bigger. And I don't know if it's going to happen in my lifetime. I mean, I'm 60. I don't know if it's going to happen in my lifetime. But in one of the next generations, it's going to be totally, totally commonplace to be 100% plant-based, living a vegan lifestyle, because we're finding out that consuming animal products is not good for your health. There's evidence out there. It's true. I mean, it's not just some kind of cultish thing that I'm making up. It's totally true. Chances are, and again, there's no guarantees in life, but chances are you will live a healthier life with less or no medication and live a longer age if you are plant-based. You won't be contributing to animals suffering as much. And I say as much because we're living on a planet that still, unfortunately, a lot of it is out of our control. I mean, a lot of the products we buy come from animals. For example, I understand tires on your car, when you're driving on the road, there's all types of things that are actually incorporating some type of animal product or animal abuse. And there's just, right now, there's not a whole lot we can do. I mean, I'm hoping that's going to change, and it will change soon. But for right now, we do the best we can. Nothing's 100%, but if you could be 90, 95, 99%, that's great. And believe me, a lot of animals will thank you for that, and your body, your cells, your organs, your skin, they will thank you, because you'll be looking and feeling so much better. So where am I going with this? The main direction I want to take you today is that in the past year, there's been such a change. The world is changing. The U.S. is changing. People are changing. And I'm noticing more and more of a buzz, and more people sending things into my inbox that they're listening to the message. They're trying to do their best. They're changing. They're meat-free. They're vegan. I'm seeing more and more. I've seen more and more over the past year. What this next year is going to hold, I mean, I think it's going to be fantastic. I am positive that more and more people will be going in this direction. It's just the way the country and the way the planet is going. There's no question in my mind. So I just want to thank you for being a friend, being a follower, listening to the message here. It's really, really powerful. And I also noticed something interesting. I'm not sure if it's because I've blocked these people, but the actual, and this is something I'm just thinking of right now, I didn't even plan to say this, but the actual amount of hate mail, of people like saying really bad things about my posts, when I say something about health or animals, they're actually now few and far between, whereas when I first started this, they were very commonplace. So I don't know if that's also because there's just more of us and it's made more acceptable now. I don't know the answer to that, but I do know I feel so much positivity. So I feel like we're absolutely going in the direction we need to be going in for our health, for the animals, and for the planet. Again, it's not happening overnight, but I'm seeing like a curve that's kind of becoming like exponential. It's like kind of starting and then kind of going up. I don't know if it's exponential, if it's asymptotic. I don't remember exactly the difference between a lot of those from my maybe geometry. I'm not sure, but I know it's going in the right direction. It's going up. I can tell you that for sure. But I think we're gathering a lot of momentum, and as it's going up steeper and steeper and steeper. That might be exponential. I'm not really sure, but you get the point. So I'm excited. I've never felt better. I mean, when I head down to Virginia tomorrow to deliver this 1 hour talk to a really great group of people that are going to be in this room, I'm going to just be so confident that the message I'm delivering to them is one that's going to change lives. And if, as I always say, if I change one life in that room, it's worth it for me. If I change a lot more than that, so much the better. It's incredible. I want to share a story with you. I think I mentioned my friend Ira Goldberg on episode number 100. He wrote in. But Ira Goldberg, at age, just about age 48, he was like a few weeks before his 48th birthday, he was really, really obese. I don't remember the exact weight, but it was in the hundreds and hundreds. There's a picture of him. If you friend him on Facebook, Ira Goldberg. He's a friend of mine, so he'll come up if you try to friend him. Scan back a month or two earlier, and you'll see his before and after picture. He was sitting on a sofa, really, really obese, with a cat on his belly. Just with you saw out on the table in the background. There's a big gulp. He looked horrible, and he even said, by his own admission, he was basically like one buffet away from probably dying. He made it a point to totally change his life. He took animal products out of his diet, went totally plant-based, no processed foods. He started moving his body. Before he knew it, he was walking a little bit, then running a little bit, then biking. And at the 2-year anniversary of his changing his life, I mean, really changing his life totally, somewhere around that anniversary, he completed an Ironman triathlon. I think it was a 70.6, if that's the right distance. I can't remember the exact distance, but somewhere around 70 miles combined. That's combined running, swimming, and biking. And there's an after picture of him. So there's a before and after, and you would not believe the difference. This man not only changed his life, saved his entire life. He was hitting down a really slippery slope. He was morbidly obese. If there was a word for worse than morbidly obese, I would use that. And he knows that as well, so he doesn't mind me saying this. But kudos, congratulations, serious congratulations to Ira Goldberg. He's out of Detroit. Again, I suggest you friending him and just getting some inspiration from him. He did an incredible 180-degree turnaround. He's doing great things every day. So this can be done. And you may not be in the same situation as Ira. Maybe you've got a little bit of weight to lose, or maybe you're on some medications. Maybe you've got high blood pressure or high cholesterol, something going on. I'm telling you something, you have the power to change it. You and only you. I can inspire you, I can coach you, I can be your mentor, but you are the one that has the ultimate power to change it. So wow, I mean, I've been speaking for almost 20 minutes now. I'm so, so passionate about this stuff. And I hope in this short 20 minutes, I've said enough to at least get you, if you haven't yet, you know, maybe you already have come on board, but if you haven't come on board yet, to at least consider a plant-based, non-processed, whole food diet with very, very little, if any, salt, oil, and sugar. And when you do that, you will see your entire life turnaround. You just will not believe it. So I want to end it right on that note, because I am getting excited to get in the car and very, very shortly drive down to Virginia, do this great talk for this fantastic group at the Charlottesville Veg Fest. And by the way, when I went speak at any other vegetarian festivals, I will make sure I let you know in advance so you can hopefully you can come see me live. That would be so, so cool. And in the meantime, make sure you follow me on either Facebook, Twitter, my webpage, davidmatta.com, and newest of all, which I am most excited about, on Periscope. Make sure you download that app. It's free. Follow me. You'll get a notification when I go live, doing some really cool stuff there. So I really want you to be with me. Until next time, I'm Dr. Dave. Thanks so much for being with me. I really, really appreciate you. See you later. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.